Do it live.
Please won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor and friend.
Hello everybody, my name is Brandon Weatherby. This is you, me. Oh, you don't know who I am yet. Thanks for clapping. Yay! It's like a speed date. This is gonna be an hour of speed date via talk show, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. We're doing a talk show. Does everyone know what a talk show is? That's okay if you don't. Why am I talking like this? It's a very annoying voice, and I'd like to apologize. Welcome to The Looking Glass. The Looking Glass is one of the few bars in D.C. where you can feel comfortable with your political beliefs, your social beliefs, your religious beliefs. If you're an atheist, beliefs, I don't care. I like Bad Religion a lot. What does that say about me, sir? I don't know either. Holidays are over. Hooray or not. Hooray for me. The holidays mean nothing to me. It's just another night where you visit unstable people that share your bloodline. The reasons why you're not breeding more are just ingrained in your soul after every holiday season, be it Easter or Valentine's Day. We're a big Valentine's Day household, me and my mother. We fuck. That's the joke, everybody. We fuck each other. I, like most of you, are not from Washington, D.C. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you. By the way, Looking Glass Lounge staff, fantastic people. They're just fantastic people. Few bar staffs you will see that aren't overweight and coke-fueled. Not this bar staff, just a bunch of good lookers. So thanks for that. Anyways, I flew here like most of you because no one is from this godforsaken place. We're here for a reason. We don't know what that reason is. I flew American. That's an important point of this story, everybody. I didn't fly Southwest. I flew American because of miles, blah, blah, blah. The flight attendant, with about an hour left in the flight, sang all Lang sang. You know that German song that everyone thinks they know the first verse of, but no one really, that song. They sang that over the PA, which just made everyone incredibly uncomfortable. About 5 minutes later, because it's American and they show NBC sitcoms, the national broadcasting company, they show 30 Rock, they bleep out the word bomb. I've never been on a flight before where they bleeped out a word. They chose the word bomb to bleep out. We just went through TSA. We just had a bunch of high school dropouts touch us. Because we all have bombs, I fly with like 8 bombs. Bombs are my dick. I'm referring to my dick right now. We fly with bombs. They don't care. You get searched for about an hour. You're late for your flight. You can't hear bomb on the flight. Back in D.C., blah, blah, blah. New Year's Eve comes. Oh, what a night. We sang that song, Oh, What a Night. We were all at a wedding we didn't want to go to, everybody. We sang, Oh, What a Night. Oh, What a Night. New Year's Eve was. I learned something about D.C. that a lot of other cities don't have, and that's ghost cabs. Does everyone know what ghost cabs are? Well, I'll tell you what ghost cabs are. Ghost cabs are technically cabs because they take you from place to place, but they're not licensed by anyone. It's just awful human beings doing what you think is a nice thing, but it's not. They're really awful. And I got fucked. I ended up paying $30 for a $10 cab ride. So because I'm angry and I have technology, I decided to take our ghost cab's license plate down. So, whoever owns the Maryland car, MXT116, I'm going to try to figure out a way to slit your throat via the government. We're in D.C. If we can't slit throats via the government, well, goddammit, I don't want to live here anymore. How are you ladies doing? I love your eye contact right now. I'm falling in love. All right. So that's it. Ghost cabs. I'm fucking miserable. That's the worst way to ring in a new year, to get really fucked. Well, also, if you're 50, stop listening and singing along to Jay-Z. It's not for you. He's 50 and fucks. That's okay. You have to be under 30 to really enjoy Jay-Z. There's a fucking divide here, and we need to acknowledge that divide. Sir, how you doing? You still doing good? You with me? Good. But things got better, ladies and gentlemen. Things got better. Customer service reared its beautiful head, and I now once again have faith in the American economy, because we're in Washington, D.C. We're super American. That's why I say these things. The American economy has restored my faith. Dunkin' Donuts. We are fueled on Dunkin' Donuts, and I love that. Dunkin' Donuts is the best coffee. It's just the drippings of third world country sweat with a lot of sugar and cream, and it's fucking delicious. It's the only major coffee you can buy that is still served in a styrofoam cup. Fuck you, environment. I'm fueled on Dunkin'. Here's the great thing about Dunkin'. today their gift card machine wasn't working. The guy at Dunkin' Donuts, fucking neck tattoo. From here on out, I'm only getting served by gentlemen with neck tattoos because these gentlemen know what it's like. I don't know if she's laughing with me or against me. I'll take it either way. With? Oh. I got to buy a lot of Pabst after this show for that table. The Dunkin' Donuts gift card thing wasn't ringing. He didn't ask if I had money or a credit card. He just said, fuck it, it's yours. They still served me the wrong bagel. I didn't care. It was great. I now love Dunkin' Donuts. If John Candy stands behind it, I will stand behind it. The first five seasons, John Candy is dead. John Goodman, fuck you, audience, for reminding people that John Candy's dead. Thanks a lot. Great Canadian comic talent, John Candy, RIP. Him and Eazy-E are duetting in hell. Eazy's dead, by the way. That's why I said that. Atheist, don't worry, there's no afterlife. Don't worry about it, it's okay. So yeah, John Goodman, thank you, fuck you. John Goodman is the only reason I'm here right now. About 12 hours before this, I don't know if a lot of you knew this, I had a shotgun in my mouth, and I was like, I got all this gift card money, I could finally afford bullets, I'm going to finally go and use my Dunkin' Donuts gift card, buy about $80 of bagels, and just turn that into a bullet. But since their gift card thing wasn't working, I'm here with you now at the delightful Looking Glass Lounge, and I couldn't be happier. So I want to thank all of you for being fueled on Dunkin'. Yes, we can. I just like the idea of that. This guy, hey, what's your name?
Bob.
Bob the Builder. I love you. Bob the Builder made this night so much better. Ian Walters would be here, but he had a really high-paying gig, so instead we have this wonderful iPod playing the role of Ian Walters. So without further ado, here's Daniel Knox while I walk about 3 feet. Wonderful, wonderful, Daniel Knox. Thank you via iPod, Daniel Knox. We have a great show tonight. That's relative. We have a show tonight, and I hope you enjoy it. Our first guest of the evening is someone that I've been following via the internets for about 2 months now. Does that make you feel weird, next guest, who I'm currently staring at as she walks her way over? Please put your hands together, everybody, for Carolyn Bilewski, everybody. Carolyn Bilewski. I didn't tell her this. This is the absolute worst microphone. Here, give me that. Here, just. This is the worst microphone setup. I come to open mics here. It's a good open mic. Reggie runs it, and another gentleman whose name I forget, because I don't remember any white man with a beard. But Reggie runs it, and every single person that does the open mic, the microphone cord separates from the microphone, which is the worst possible way to start an open mic set. So, Carolyn, here's your microphone, Anna.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'm going to hold it.
Could everyone hear her?
No. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Carolyn. Okay, so Carolyn, I saw you for the first time at a panel.
Yes.
At Busboys and Poets. Why are people laughing at the idea of a panel? Does this make you feel uncomfortable, Carolyn?
Actually, I attend quite a few panels recently, so I think I'm doing all right with that, and I think that that's how people know me publicly.
Paneling. Well, you're a panelist. Oh, what an awful pun. Because you're our cartoonist or graphic novelist?
Yes. I make panels like all the time. I just draw all these squares over and over again, and I call them panels. And so I'm a panelist.
Here's the thing that you got to remember. There's a lot of people in this bar. About half are paying attention, and I love those people. And half aren't, and those people are still good people.
Yeah.
We shouldn't slit their throats like that ghost cab driver whose throat I will slit. People on the internets will hear it. And you also do a podcast.
Yes, I do a podcast called Carolyn and Joe Show.
Carolyn and Joe Show. Could I point? Is Joe right here?
Yes, Joe is
Joe's
here.
Joe's right here. If it wasn't for Joe, for better or worse, you probably wouldn't be hearing me. So I'm sorry to you, and not sorry to Joe. Joe's one of my favorites. Because he fixed the problem, I got him nachos. So you're welcome,
yes.
Joe.
Meanwhile, I was like, I think Brandon's having some issues here. And I'm like nudging Joe. I'm like, go help him. You do this. You are a sound recorder professional.
I like sound recorder professionals, Joe. I feel real loosey-goosey. How does that make you feel, Carolyn?
That you're loosey-goosey?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want to do a real interview like I usually do, or just fucking go for it?
We can do it all.
All right, we'll do it all. We got four more hours to go. Okay. What made you want to draw things in a dark, sad room? You're a pretty girl that has friends. What's the deal?
Well, there's something wrong with me, probably because of that. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just like to draw, and I've always grown up watching animation with cute animals and My Little Pony and stuff like that.
Did you like My Little Pony?
Yes.
Why?
I still like My Little
Why
Pony.
Why do you like My Little Pony? Do you because like collecting things?
Sometimes,
What
yes.
kind of things
Depends
do you like to collect?
Depends on what it is. In high school, I collected hubcaps. I would pull over on the side of the road, you get it, paint on it. It was a thing, man.
Why did you do that?
I became famous in my high school for doing that.
It's high school.
But that matters,
Did
man.
You like
People
high school?
Remember me. Look, I only liked senior year.
Why did you like
most.
Senior year?
Because everything came together. It was all, like, perfect at that moment. Because I went to one of those high schools where it's a secondary school and a high school. So, basically, you know, you spent 4 years of high school and then 2 years of secondary school. So, I mean, that's 6 years of hell. And then, basically, at the final year, like, everything manifested. And it was finally, like, relatively perfect. You know, you knew everyone and... Everyone got along, and everyone...
It sounds like an awful Lifetime movie.
I think it was because everyone knew that it was going to end, so they were just, like, kind of treasuring the
last
few
months.
So it
was like the end of the world, let's all bone?
Yeah, and everybody boned.
Oh, that's nice.
It was good stuff.
You're not used to this kind of show, are you?
Sure.
Oh, Carol.
Am I or am I not?
So when did let's you start go. Cartooning? What a dick word. When did you start drawing...
As soon as I could hold a crayon.
So what do your parents think of your career decisions?
Well, technically my paid career is being art director and graphic designer.
That's insane.
So
that's awesome.
That's how I get my income. And cartooning, I need to find a way to somehow make money with that. And I think only like less than 10 people in the whole United States have figured that out. Or at least webcomics.
So you do the webcomic every day.
No, Monday and Thursdays.
Monday and Thursdays. Curls.
Yes.
What is Curls?
Curls
for the home
about.
Listener. Not this people. Fuck these people. The home
the
listener.
The whole world is listening on the WWW. Curls is
Don't
about a
say
girl.
Things like that. See,
Why?
You're a pretty girl. You can get away with it. I can't say things are on the WWWs.
That's where it is. It exists. That's the address to everything.
Okay, keep going.
Anyway, so... Curls is this girl, and she has, like, this little flip hairdo, and she hangs out with animals, and they go on adventures. She hangs out with this turtle that wears a turtleneck, and his name is Turtleneck.
Do you like the show Entourage, and is this
yes.
strip just a... Oh, you do like Entourage.
Yes. I'm not all fully caught up on it, but I do like that
Why
show.
Do you like the show Entourage?
I think the characters are very interesting.
Wait, what makes them interesting?
Just them together and them walking around. And I don't think Vince is very interesting at all, though. And he's, like, the main star. But I like Ari. You know, I think he's got some punch to him. He's, like, a go-getter. It's interesting watching Ari.
I disagree.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool. We can agree
Do
to
you
disagree.
Like bros?
Bros.
Are bros your favorite?
Wait, what is bros?
You like the show Entourage, but you don't know the term bro.
What is that, Johnny Drama?
They're all bros.
Oh, okay.
Do you like to walk around in track pants a lot? And shop for designer sneakers?
No.
I'm sorry. Why am I doing this? You're a talented human being, and I'm giving you shit about liking Entourage. I apologize. Maybe I just don't like Entourage.
Ask me some shows I like.
What other shows do you like, Carolyn?
I like Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, of course you like Freaks and Geeks.
It's the
of
best
course.
Show ever.
It's a good show.
And My Little Pony.
And My Little Pony.
Yeah.
So you like marijuana?
No. Really.
Do you believe in clean living? Do you not? You don't drink alcohol?
No, I don't.
That's impressive. Why not?
I just don't want to put liquids that affect me, you know, inside me.
But you'll watch Entourage.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? What's your beef against Entourage?
I think it's way worse to watch, like, a season of Entourage than to, like, blackout drunk 6 times in a year. I think 7 times is better than Entourage.
Well, I mean, there's probably better shows out there, but I dig Entourage.
What? Shut the fuck up, Joe! Alright, we'll turn it up right now. This is us turning it up. Is this
Let's
better?
Let's drown out all these people that aren't listening.
No! We need to be quiet. It's like all those substitute teachers. Too loud? No, they're perfect. They're perfect people. I love all the perfect... Here, Carolyn, you didn't know this. I used to do the show in Chicago, the same show.
Mm-hmm.
But in Chicago, I yell at everybody. I'm a huge dick.
Yes.
And I tell them, like, I'm going to slit your throat. Bah! But I'm trying not to do that in D.C.
Okay.
I don't know why.
So you have, like, this double-sided thing going on.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm drinking less here. I'm not enjoying it. I need to be.
Maybe you're just trying something out different because no one knows you here yet.
Yeah,
you haven't made your mark yet.
But
and you're trying to.
But in Chicago, I've made a lot of marks, but it's like scorching the earth, and I don't want to do that here. Because I could just go on for 20 minutes tearing people apart. Really good people that just don't know what's going on, and I'm trying not to do that. It's quite difficult.
Well, I think you need to decide a persona that you want to pursue in the DC area.
Johnny Drama it is. What made you start the podcast, you and Joe?
Well, I think we were listening to Kevin Smith's Smodcast. Yes, and we were a fan of that, so we were like, hey, we should do that. And Joe has a lot of equipment because he's a filmmaker, so, you know, it was easy for us.
Do you want to just talk about Joe for the next 10 minutes? Because he's right there and he can't say anything.
We can hit on it a little bit, but I don't want to talk about it for 10 minutes.
So you don't like Joe enough to talk about him for 10 minutes?
No.
You've done over.
I mean, I'm the guest on the show. I don't
you
want to
are
be
the
talking
guest on this
Joe.
Show, but this motherfucker over here keeps chiming in like it's his goddamn invite.
Man, he should get his own presence on your show another
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you'll get your own one, and we'll ruin it by talking to her the whole time. How about that, Joe? Thanks
yeah.
a lot.
How you like it?
He just said, "Let's do it." Someone's got a healthy ego, Joe.
Oh yeah, we know.
So you've done over 100 episodes.
Yes. Over
are you enjoying
episodes.
It?
Yes, it's fun.
What if I end every sentence like this? Do you think that would change anything? I don't know where I'm going with that.
Maybe people wouldn't listen.
Thanks a lot, Carolyn. Yeah, you're so funny. You are really funny. I like your
really?
Show. But okay. So what? Every sad male listens to Smodcast. What made you decide to do it?
I think we had a good chemistry going on and good back and forth, and we wanted to have topics that people would listen to and find a way to promote in a different way.
Is it working?
I would hope so. I actually never really check like Google Analytics and all that,
don't.
So I don't know. I don't even know how many people listen, but if you should, go
it's
on iTunes.
It's a good show. It's a good, well-produced show.
It's on iTunes. Look up Carolyn and Joe Show.
I do have one complaint with your show, and I want to voice this, and I think a lot of podcasts do this.
Let's hear it.
The musical bed. Your show has a musical bed underneath it.
Yes.
Why?
It brings a little punch when you're doing the show. I think it keeps the energy going.
Really? Because I found it, like, I listened to your last show, and I was actually trying to figure out what music was from what.
Huh. Do you think it would be helpful if we put a playlist? Would that help you?
I think that would help me, but I think that'd also be illegal. I don't think you should do
well,
that.
Well, we're still talking over it, so it's not like we're stealing their music. You know, we're creating our own music
no,
up there
I,
in the
I
background.
I totally get that, but all I'm trying to compliment you here. Fuck you, Joe.
You
Thank
know what?
You, Carolyn. I don't think you need it.
Maybe we should try one episode where there is no music track in the background.
Yeah, yeah, or you just
for fun.
Or just loop in Reggie Watts. Do you know who Reggie Watts is?
No, I don't.
Oh, he's a comic.
Please educate
kind of.
Me.
No, I'm good. He's okay. From Dakota. Have you been to the Dakotas, Carolyn?
No.
Is this why you don't drink alcohol, Carolyn?
No.
How many people do you think we've lost, Carolyn? I think most of them. Carolyn, we're going to end this show because my girlfriend's giving me Dumbo ears because she's judging my looks.
Oh.
So, Carolyn, here's one of the things that is new this year on the show. We end the interview with two things.
All right.
Now we're going to have you pick a card from this Travel Table Topics to Go pack.
Let's see here. Whoa! There you
go. All right. Give me the card, Carolyn. I'm the host of the show.
I just saw the word witch.
Carolyn, which region of the country has the best food?
Has the best what? I couldn't hear you.
Food. Food.
Food?
Human fuel. Food.
Oh.
F-O-O-D.
F-O-O-D.
Michael
okay.
Foodie, great DC comic.
I would say has the best food. Like, who's judging this, though?
You.
Hmm.
Well, I love these throwaway questions. People consider them longer than any personal question that actually relates to anything in their life.
Well, you know, since we're East Coast, I'm going to go with East Coast.
Well, thanks for kissing ass, and here's your gift. There you go.
Awesome.
And where's my book? Here we go. And we're going to end this interview like we ended the interview when I remember the book from a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. New for 2011, this is what I'm going to do. You're going to pick a number from this book, and
okay.
then I'm going to retire that question.
Okay.
Okay, so I need you to pick a number between 1 and 260.
222.
222. All right, 222. If you were allowed to stop going to school, would you? What is the worst thing about school? The best. Really, that's how poorly worded that question was.
If I was allowed to stop going to school, I actually think I would try to complete all of my school, because, you know, especially if you're paying for it, you want to complete it and make it worth the effort. So I would stay in school. Kids, stay in school.
What school would you recommend to stay in?
Any school that you're in.
I like the school on Gossip Girl.
I haven't seen enough of that show to tell you, but I do like that guy in Gossip Girl that everyone thinks is evil.
The one that wears ascots.
I think that's him.
Do you know what an ascot is?
It's a sweater of some sort.
No, it's a type of tie. It's a mix between a tie and a scarf.
Oh, but does he wear like, what are those things?
He would be a dandy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Who's that? What's his name?
Vinny Testarossa.
Yes, Chuck Bass. Thank you. That guy has a good look.
John McEnroe.
I don't know.
Let's plug your stuff, Carolyn!
I have one thing to give away.
It's you have something to give
to
away?
Right.
Ooh, it's to my right.
It's a copy of Magic Bullet, DC's comic newspaper, and Joe and I have a story in there called Black Magic Tales Reunion. And this issue is very rare. There's very few of them out there. This is probably the last one out.
Do you want to burn it in front of everyone so no one can take it home?
Either you can give it away or you can keep it.
I kind of want to keep it.
Here,
how about
you.
Will you two sign it for me?
Sure.
I don't really want Joe's signature. Will you sign it for me?
I will. I'll sign it after I get off the...
No, sign it right now and make everyone wait.
Okay.
I'm going to just talk.
Should play that music.
Oh, I should do a lot of things, Carolyn. Carolyn, her podcast can be found... I didn't go to your website. I found it via iTunes. Is that how you want people to find it, via iTunes? Or do you want your website? Fuck you, Gan. Go to iTunes.com. Who says go to iTunes.com? It's all www's.
You do.
Fuck me. Seriously, fuck me in the face. Jesus
go to curls-studio.com.
Yeah, people love going to hyphens. Google it.
Google it.
What's the Hotmail search? I want to make that the new thing for 2011.
Go to curls-studio.com.
Will that get you anywhere?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I really like Caroline. I really like her artwork. She's a fantastic lady to do this. Her co-host is Joey, sitting around here eating vegetarian nachos because he's watching his weight. And I want to thank both of them for doing this. Here's some Daniel Knox before we bring up comedy and I yell at people. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, we are back. We're back. Ladies and gentlemen of the Looking Glass, I want to thank you for being beautiful, beautiful souls. I am doing my very, very best in general, in life. It's going okay. Trying not to yell. It's so hard. Carolyn, thank you so much for doing this show. I'm not going to yell, okay? I'll yell at you and beat you later, girlfriend of mine, because I'm a real man and I beat my woman, everybody. I beat my girlfriend up with fists. That got way too much applause. But it did get people to look at me. Yeah. Look, keep looking, goddammit. Coming to the pseudo stage is one of the funniest men in DC. We're going to do our best, goddammit. Please put your hands together for Jeff Maurer, everybody. Jeff Maurer.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, nine of you who are still hanging in there. The most perceptive thing said all night has been said by you, which is that nobody can hear us right now. This is not the good atmosphere for comedy. It's the acoustics of a junior high cafeteria and the aesthetics of the Bob Ross Gallery. Have you seen this? This is lovely.
Don't ever make fun of Bob Ross.
I'm here to sing his praises. Look at this. This is fantastic. And clock made of mirrors. This is actually where they pick the next Dalai Lama. Did you know that? Which one of these was yours in a past life? And which one of these paintings took more than 20 minutes to make? Answer is this one and none of them. Correct! The Dalai Lama is here tonight. I'm told when they mix this down, you're not going to be able to hear that everyone in the bar is talking. So actually, I would like it if you would edit in like big, thunderous applause breaks.
Did you know that there's a comic that actually did that? It's on Amazon.
I believe it.
No, like, his actual CD is the same fucking Hack Laughs. It's insane. Really? By the way, we're now doing interview slash your set.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're technically a heckler right now.
Sorry.
Because I'm still in my set.
Yeah.
You're just a very effective heckler with a microphone. It's okay.
I brought the ball. You'll play the fucking game, okay?
Yeah. No, no, no. It's okay. Let's do a few jokes. Let's do some jokes. How about that, all right? I hope you had a good holiday. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. I had a good holiday. I spent it at my grandmother's house, or as I like to call it, the Museum of American Racial Slurs. Holy shit. Holy shit. My grandma is really racist, but she's racist in that really specific old-timey kind of way. You know what I mean? You'll hear her say things like, I hate those sneaky Welsh. I'm like, really, the Welsh, Grandma? With their waffles and their sousaphones. Like, I didn't know that was a stereotype. I learned something, Grandma. Those are the people she hates, though. It's like the Welsh, the Dutch, the Iroquois, for some which is like one guy these days. I don't know what Steve Proudfoot did to piss Grandma off so badly, but she hates a lot of groups who don't even exist anymore. The Druids, fucking Carthaginians. She uses racial slurs. I don't even know what they mean. Like, what the fuck is a soap nose? I have no idea. But apparently they cut in line at the Old Country Buffet. That's what Grandma said. Saw my granddad as well. My granddad is 91. He's at that age now where the skin on any part of his body kind of feels like ball sack skin. You know what I mean? It's just all wrinkly and loose like the jowls of a bloodhound. You know what I mean? I can't imagine what his ball sack feels like now. It's probably luxurious, like cashmere. It's probably all velvety and purple like a Crown Royal bag. That's how I imagine it. He's a cranky old guy, though, my granddad, because like, he's always complaining about things or bragging about things he probably shouldn't brag about. Like, one time he's saying, like, yeah, universal health care. We didn't have health care when I was a kid. I'm like, yeah, I know, granddad. That's probably why three of your siblings died of dandruff. It's like, man, fluoride in the water. We didn't have fluoride in the water. Yeah, I know. And you got like four teeth, two top and two bottom, like a hippo. It's gross. He's basically saying, we didn't have that when I was a kid, and look how it fucked me up. It's very strange. What else to talk about? I would like a big applause break there, Brandon, if you're making notes. I would like a big applause. No, edit it in later. I appreciate that. But you can't hear that, so edit it in later. And somebody yelling, make him our king! I would like that. Let's talk about my day job. I do still have a day job. I'm a speechwriter, actually. That's what I do. So being a writer, people always ask me for writing tips. They always want to know how they can be a better writer. You know what I tell them? You want to be a better writer? Listen to old school rap. Old school rappers are the best writers because they get straight to the point, right? Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. What's the first line of that song? I like big butts. Boom, topic sentence. Right away we know his thesis. Then he elaborates. How do you like them? Round and big. When do you like them? When I'm doing a gig. Do you have a supporting quote? Yes, I have one from my Anaconda, as a matter of fact. I like being a speechwriter. I like working with words. I was in a meeting the other day, and my boss said, boy, they really screwed the pooch on that one. And I thought, when did the phrase screw the pooch become the only bestiality reference that it's okay to drop in polite conversation? Like, that's not even a veiled bestiality reference. It's all there. Just screw the pooch. There's no other phrase like that. You never hear somebody say, boy, he really finger-banged that gorilla. Like, what? Yeah, he finger-banged the gorilla. He was late. That's all that means. I also like the phrase, I like to use this in the meetings, I like to say, beat a dead horse. You've heard that expression, beat a dead horse. Except instead of beat a dead horse, I like to say beat off a dead horse and then just see who calls me on it. The answer, by the way, nobody ever calls you on that. It's like, yeah, it's probably a regional expression. I don't know. I work for the government. I'm a speechwriter for the government. And working for the government, I think, has really made me be amused by anti-government conspiracy theorists. Because anti-government conspiracy theorists have these theories where the government is evil and also way more competent and effective than we could ever possibly be. They've always got us, like, building nanobots and hiding aliens and shit. I'm like, come on, we can't get the hang of two-sided printing in my office. Can we maybe learn the difference between reply and reply to all first? and then control people's minds through fluoride? I am killing if you prorate these laughs, by the way. Because I'm getting like three, and then if that's like a real audience, that's I'm elected their mayor. If you
went from king to mayor. What's going
from
on?
King to mayor. Trying to be modest in my ambitions. Anyway, I almost had this table too. I had them for like a second. They're like, hey, is something going on? No, fuck it. Back to our conversation. I honestly think some people are looking at this and just thinking, how did that table get a microphone? How do we get a microphone? I want one. I was talking about my job. I carpooled to work with this lady who's very religious, and she does this strange thing when she's driving. When she's driving and she comes to a red light and the light turns green, she goes, oh, God loves me. Like, that's how God's showing his love, is by changing the traffic light. And she got mad at me the other day, too, because we're driving along, and she's going, oh, God loves me. Oh, God loves me. And we got to a red light, and I went, where's your Messiah now? We got behind a school bus. I went, God is dead. That pissed her off. I should clarify, though, this lady, she's not the nice, normal kind of Christian. She is the other kind. Like, she's really into Armageddon. And she was telling me one time, Jeff, when Judgment Day comes, you will either be left behind on Earth, where your flesh will burn away and maggots will eat out your eyes, or you will be whisked away to heaven, where you will live forever with all of the other evangelical Christians. And I gotta say, I'm kind of on the fence. Because on the one hand, eyes eaten out by maggots, that doesn't sound like fun, but could it really be worse than hanging out with evangelical Christians for the rest of eternity? Really, picture that. Me with the duels watching Kirk Cameron movies forever. Forever? Really? I think what I need to know is, will the Christians in heaven have an acoustic guitar? Because if they do, I'm probably going to go with the maggots. I would rather be skull-fucked by a demon made of fire and razor blades for a million years than sing Creed songs around a campfire for an hour. That's just me. This same lady, this is the last one I'm going to do. The same lady, she's a big fan of Sarah Palin, of course. And she always says, oh, I like her because she's like me. That's her big, she's like, I like her because she's like me. I'm like, hey, guess what? You're not supposed to want a president who's like you, all right? I sure as fuck don't want a president who's like me. I don't want the president to be an insecure backbiter who resents other people's success. I don't want the president Googling his own name at 3 in the morning, reading reviews of himself and going, oh, this guy doesn't like me. Why doesn't he like me? 5 minutes later, he doesn't like me because he doesn't get me. I'm edgy. What I do is art. Drink, cry, ice cream. That's a bad cycle. Can't have the president jerking off to his wife's friends on Facebook like, Mr. President! I'm going to end there. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Yeah! Clap for Jeff Maurer, everybody. Please clap for Jeff Maurer.
I'll have a seat here. I don't need that.
That was really good.
Thank you very much.
Do you have an album?
I do.
What's it called?
It's called Smart Setup Stupid Punchlines.
That's good. Do you have a second album?
No, I don't.
I think the name of that will be called Drink, Cry, Ice Cream.
Drink, Cry, Ice Cream. That's very good.
That's also the name of Louis C.K.'s show. That's the subtitle of Louis C.K.'s Louis.
It could, yes.
It's a brilliant
show. No, his pattern is Wings, Ice Cream, Masturbate, if you saw the... If you saw Hilarious.
Do you watch that show and just, like, cry about how good it is and feel like you'll never do anything that
Louis?
Good? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's the fucking best
awesome.
Piece of art.
It's fantastic, yeah.
So I'm thinking... Go ahead.
Well... Once you start doing comedy, it ruins comedy for you because there are only two reactions when you see somebody on TV. One is, this guy sucks, why is he on TV and I'm not?
Or
and the other is, that guy's so good, I'll never be that good. Yeah,
that's how I know I'm going to die sad. Seriously, I have a job where I feel kind of fulfilled in life. I have a fucking fantastic girlfriend. I have really good friends. Every night, I'm just like, if I could only afford a gun.
But fame is 90% of the equation.
Yeah, and I think it's like, I don't even want fame. I want, like, dictatorship power. I don't want fame. No, I want to be famous for yelling at people in dive bars. And I'm like, halfway there, sir.
Well, you're off to a good start.
Isn't it good?
Doing it.
I am.
You're living the dream.
I'm like a LeBron James commercial.
You just need somebody to acknowledge how good you
are. That's the thing. If it's acknowledgement, then I become Marc Maron right now.
Oh.
Which is still very good. So I'm still cool with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking...
Marc Maron, I believe, has a fair amount of self-loathing. I mean, it comes out in a stand-up, so I don't know if you ever...
Here's the thing about Marc Maron. Let's go real insider. Fuck it, man. Let's just have fun.
Sure. It's a comedy podcast. I mean...
I don't know if I like Marc Maron because I think he... I know this sounds callous and mean, but, like, he had a kind of a good upbringing. Like, he's got two parents, and he never had to worry about
so
money.
Fuck him.
No, I'm serious. Like, he's really good, but he's not as good as, like, Louis C.K.
I don't know anything about his upbringing. I really
do
don't.
Do you not listen to What the Fuck?
Well, I do, but I haven't listened to every episode. I listen to Select.
Listen,
to Carlos
he Mattia still talks to his dad. Oh, my dad and I don't get along. You're fucking, like, 45, and your dad is a doctor. You never had to worry about a fucking set in your life.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. So do you want to guess what every single table's talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I was hoping
so
you would ask.
I'm
going
to go...
Do you mean the ones that are paying attention to us or the other 90%?
The one that are paying attention to us, they're the best.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, there's only three of them.
Yeah. There's a lot of tables.
So, the one with Carolyn is thinking, I need to be polite to my friends because they showed up,
even though
they showed up late.
I get that.
And missed my...
Oh, they've been here the whole time? See how you feel about that,
Jeff. What polite liars they are.
Okay, the table behind them is a, why are these people talking? I want to play my board game that has enough germs to kill third world countries on it. But since we're first world, we're immune to all of those things.
You're playing Settlers of Catan? Deal me in. I want to play Catan. Oh,
Dude, come on! I'm losing you to the game, too? Fuck off. Okay.
We're losing to Settlers of Catan.
I'm going to go
They're playing Rock, Paper, Scissors, and we're losing to them.
I'm going
to
go with any blind date where the man is under 40. They're talking about Family Guy.
Probably.
Stewie said a quip to Brian.
Right.
And it had me in stitches.
And it vaguely reminded me of a quip from The Simpsons.
But I would never be able to use the words vaguely or quip because I watch Family Guy religiously.
That's right.
Okay. The table before. Facebook. The Social Network was a good movie.
Wait, which table are we talking about now?
Anyone with glasses.
This is great for a podcast too because.
Well, you started with fucking visual humor, sir.
All right.
Don't fucking give me shit right now. I'm drawing a word picture. Will you just fucking shat on the idea?
I said Bob Ross. I don't know what more vivid picture I can paint.
But then you went on with the mirrors.
Oh yeah, the mirrors. Yeah, right.
See, I signed that.
You're gonna need to attach some.
So
photographs
this is
going to
be
podcast.
The most fucking editing. I got to do the fucking video cast. And
that's your cross to bear. You got a lot of work.
Am I Christ-like?
Are you Christ-like?
You said I got a cross
beyond
to bear.
The beard.
Oh. I have a shitty Jewish beard just like Christ.
Are you Jewish?
No. Oh,
okay, all right.
No.
That'd be two things.
See, if I was in a different city, I'd say a different quip, which would be considered racist. So I'm not doing that.
Wait, there are cities where shit is considered racist?
Yeah. Where I know no matter what I could drink for free, I say whatever
I
want.
Cities, Beirut? Is that the city? I can say whatever I want about Jews in Beirut.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh.
Do you like band Beirut?
I'd rather not. What?
You don't want to go to Beirut? Who do you write speeches for?
The EPA.
The APA?
Yeah.
What's that?
Environmental Protection Agency?
The EPA.
EPA, yeah.
APA.
No.
The EPA.
Yes.
Oh, so you're not a fan of Dunkin' Donuts callback.
No, I
like
know
to say callback when I do callbacks.
The Styrofoam cups?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should phase them out.
They shouldn't? That's a callback again.
Honestly, I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Don't worry about it, sir. We're supposed to do a 4-minute interview. I think we've done 8. Let's go for 30. What do you think the bottom of the bar is talking about?
The bottom of the bar, they are all trying to get laid.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
None of them successfully.
You're married.
I am married.
Your hand shows that.
Yeah, I know.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for 7 years.
How is that going?
It's going well.
What does your wife and or husband do?
My wife, thank you for asking. It is D.C. I could marry a man.
I know.
So true.
I'm politically correct. You thought I was going to say
I'm still trying to figure out how my marriage is threatened by the existence of gay marriage. I think if your marriage is so tenuous that, like, well, I would marry a guy, but it's against the law. I don't want to run afoul of the law. Then your marriage has problems to begin with.
I would want to marry a man just because it broke the law, because I like the song Breaking the Law.
Okay, but now that it's legal in D.C., you'd be like, oh,
so it's no longer
it's
interesting
done.
To me.
It's been done.
Yep.
Okay. I've been married for 7 years.
You want to hear my hack religious joke that I tell at...
Absolutely. Let's hear it.
Hey, I'll be religious once they stop telling me what I could come into. Zing! That's my hack religious joke, everybody. If you're an open mic comic, don't joke about gay marriage. It's not funny. Or religion. No offense. Really, it's been done.
I did about 4 minutes.
You did about
religion.
4 on religion out of 6. And 2 minutes was Bob Ross paint-alongs. Come on, man. You're funnier than that. Let's judge you more harshly.
I stand by the Bob Ross stuff.
When did you start doing stand-up?
5.5 years ago.
So you were already married.
Yes.
What does your wife think of that? Because you know it's, this is... Well, yeah. He knows, but for the home listener, it's not common for a comic to be funny and be married.
That's, well, yeah, that's probably true. Well, and it's really uncommon to get married and then start doing comedy.
Yeah, what's the deal?
It's kind of a shitty thing to spring on your wife.
Yeah,
it is. But I'll tell you what makes it tolerable is that I did not say, honey, I'm quitting my government job and I'm going to run off and do comedy.
So it's you've like, had no, the job
I've had
longer.
The job the whole time.
Would you quit the job to tour?
I would. I mean, here's the thing. Like, it's hard to make that jump from doing comedy part-time to doing comedy full-time.
How many nights do you go up?
Three or four.
That's pretty
on
good.
Average.
That's really good.
I mean, that's on average.
Does that count like showcases and shit like that? Or is that
sure,
just
that counts
mics?
Everything. No, okay. That counts everything. Well, like tomorrow and Saturday, I'm opening for John Oliver. So there's four shows.
See,
in
that's
2 days.
Very good. Do you think this show is better than The Daily Show?
This show.
This show, right now, the one you're on.
Better than the Emmy-winning Daily Show.
Yeah.
You know what The Daily Show needs is more Bob Ross paintings.
I thought
that long before I got here.
Go back to visual. You say yes, you drink more for free. You say no, I tell
yes,
John.
Yes, it's much better than the
Daily
Show.
That's right.
Emmy winning
I'm
Daily
better
show.
Than The Daily Show. Me. How do you think this show will take off, or I'll kill myself first?
The
go.
Daily Show? I
no,
think
me.
It's going to be.
Fuck
I think it's staying
show.
For a while.
Who cares about The Daily Show? You're by the way, I got in a huge. Speaking of the holidays, callback to your jokes. My mother, I got in a huge fight with my mother because she said, the Jews run Hollywood. She doesn't know anyone west of Illinois. How does she know the Jews? And that fact,
she's
by the
heard.
Way, if the Jews run Hollywood, I'm Jewish. I am very Jewish. I do all the Jewy things. I'm a big Jew fan. Yo, Jew! Hollywood, here I come.
Yeah.
I'll come on all of you once the God tops telling me what to come into. That's a callback.
You're all about again. The callbacks right now.
So, which one do you think is going to come first? Suicide or success?
For you? No, I think definitely success.
You're a piece of shit.
I don't mean to get visual again, but the man is dressed for success. You in the bar can see this. He's got a sweater vest. He's got a tie. He's like Paul F. Tompkins, a little more laid back. Paul F. Tompkins after hours,
we're
I think.
We're going like super podcast
yes,
right
because,
now.
Because I think when Paul F. Tompkins gets home, he changes out of the suit but into a more casual suit. Into a sweater vest.
I think Paul F. Tompkins owns leisure suits. Have you ever worn a leisure suit?
No.
Do you know what they are?
Yes, they're from the
70s. It's a velour type thing. My grandfather gave me a leisure suit and tried to convince me to wear it to my first junior high dance.
Was he successful in convincing you?
No, he wasn't, because then he became a huge alcoholic and beat me up with a broom.
Oh my God.
And that's why I do this. Comedy, everybody. This is a comedy. Oh, this woman is so uncomfortable. Do you drink alcohol? You should. I'll buy you a beer. Does that make you feel better? My child abuse to me. Not that, you, lady, who's been paying attention the whole time.
I think she was doing fine until you started talking about getting hit with the broom.
You don't like my child abuse stories? You like my child abuse stories. This lady's an awful monster. Like the Kanye West song, Monster, which I love. Do you like Kanye? That new record is fucking amazing. Holy shit. Let's see if I have this on my iPod. You want to listen to Kanye for a second, Jeff?
Sure.
Let's listen to Kanye. Oh, my God. This album is insanely good.
I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't have it on this. Maybe I have it on my other iPod. I'm very rich, by the way. I have two iPods. Let's listen to the... I'm getting a lot of text messages right now. You want to read them?
Sure.
Nope,
read
too
them,
bad.
Read them aloud?
I have a personal life I like to keep separate from my show persona.
That's your girlfriend over there, right?
Yeah.
Are you texting him right now?
She's texting me to shut the fuck
like, wrap
up,
it up,
stop talking about child abuse, and move the fuck
on. Gotten boring, wrap it up, just producing the show
hey,
by
Jeff,
text.
Thanks for doing this, buddy.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Do you want to start an Entourage Bros gang with me?
Start Entourage what?
Just have an Entourage lifestyle. Do you want to have that?
I already have a little bit of an Entourage lifestyle, in spite of the wife.
Could I buy in on that?
Yes, absolutely.
I said buy in because they play poker.
We've got
an Entourage.
We've got one more spot in the big yellow Humvee.
I'll
for
be
you.
The turtle. I'm a little overweight.
My wife is already turtle, but
oh,
you can be Johnny.
Who are
Drama.
You?
Are
you
I like
Eric?
To think, I like to think I'm Vince, but I'm probably Johnny.
You're a good-looking dude.
Well, thank you.
You are.
I'm trying to not interpret that in a weird way.
I'm trying to think of what roles you can play in comedies. How many times have you gotten you look like John Oliver with good teeth? Because you do.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll ask
oh, my
John
God,
Oliver
it's a
tomorrow.
Short crop cut with no facial hair and
you know
glasses, and you're white
you know
and thin. Oh, my God, what a shock.
You know who I've gotten when I wear my glasses? Jeff Goldblum. People sometimes say Jeff Goldblum.
You do kind of look like Jeff Goldblum. That's a compliment.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse
than
that.
Yeah. I get a lot of, I'm not going to say, pick a card.
Okay.
Jeff, I had fun with you. That's how I talk
also.
From now. If I ask you,
we've either won over part of the bar, or people are just filing out. But it's not as loud as
either
it was
way.
A
we're
while
winning.
Ago. Yeah.
By the way, I want to make this perfectly clear. I love every single person that owns and works at Looking Glass Lounge. That's not a joke. The rest, I'm on the fence. Okay. This is from a shitty thing. What's the best way to cure homesickness?
The best way to cure homesickness. Oh, my God. I'm so rarely homesick because I've moved so much.
Where are you from?
I'm from all over. We moved.
That's not a place.
Great Bridge, Virginia. That's where I went
to high
school.
That's not very far.
It's 4 hours.
I'm from Chicago.
Okay. All right. Way to one-up me.
Yep.
Is that why you asked me the question? Because you're like, I'm going to top whatever
he says.
Yeah,
that's why I fucking rigged the deck.
If I had said Seattle, you would have said Vancouver. All right.
I really want to go to Vancouver.
It's beautiful.
I need you to pick a number between 1 and 260.
Wait. I didn't get to answer this question.
I don't care. You said you moved around a lot. Next.
Oh, sorry.
We got to keep it fresh. I love Paul F. Tompkins, too. Why'd you bring that up? Now I'm just thinking of Paul. I'm thinking of Cake Boss bits.
Sorry.
Do you listen to his podcast?
I do. I haven't listened to all of them, but I know
fucking
he does an impression of the Cake
brilliant.
Boss. Brilliant. Yeah.
Cake Boss! Why am I doing... Oh, that's insanely insider.
He's cornered that market. Don't try to do the Cake
Boss.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do it.
Don't try to top that.
Even the
John C. Reilly.
I've never seen an episode of the Cake Boss.
I love his...
Cake Boss! No. Why am I doing Jerry Lewis now?
Yeah, that did sound like Jerry Lewis. Who's he doing? Sir Laurence Olivier? No, that's not right.
God, I keep thinking of Bob Ross. Fuck that. Pick a number.
Oh, 11.
11? Why 11?
It's my lucky number.
Really?
It was my number when I was a kid.
What would you do if everyone in your family forgot your birthday?
Everyone in my family? What would I do? It would be passive-aggressive, whatever it would be. Because we're not big on confrontation in my family, but we are big on hostility. So I would forget their birthdays, and I would make sure I was doing something fabulous on each of their birthdays. Better yet, something really mundane. I would just, on my sister's birthday, I'd be like, oh, I was organizing my socks. I played Zelda
for a while. How many socks did you have, or it would take hours?
My sister would invite me to dinner or something, and I'd say, oh, sorry, I can't make it, I'm super busy, and I'd find out where she was, and then I'd just be across the street just, like, doing my laundry or some shit.
I'm really
be sure to be seen.
It's really good that you're married.
Thank you. Why?
Oh. You're a comic. Good luck.
Because
good luck finding love. That's why.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why I got married, then started doing comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
She's not filling that love void, is she?
No, I think she is.
Oh. Really?
You're trying to lay a trap for me there.
She might listen
to this podcast.
I like the
Yes, it's all very fulfilling. It's good.
My favorite game is Mousetrap, which I'm sure a table at this bar is playing right now.
Probably.
Two insider baseball. All right,
people
Jeff.
Mousetrap.
Let's plug some shit besides John Oliver, because I really don't think that...
Also, it's sold out. People can't go.
Yeah, fuck off. Is it the Improv?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you. My CD. Go to jeffcomedy.com, and my CD, you can buy it.
You've got jeffcomedy.com?
I did get Jeff Comedy.
That's pretty great.
I'm trying to get a lot of the traffic that was supposed to go to Jeff Foxworthy and Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
That's my strategy.
Puppets and Rednecks is the name of your next
album. Well, I think if you like Jeff Dunham, you're probably going to like me a lot.
Because you're a crazy racist with a very big budget.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I want everyone to go see the very big racist Jeff Maurer.
People couldn't see this on the podcast. We did this whole thing with a puppet. You got to mention that.
Yeah,
you got to include that in
your
visual.
Entire
this
entire set was done through a
hillbilly puppet.
Yeah, hillbilly puppet.
Yeah. It's a shame that people can't see. You should really turn this into a video cast.
Video cast?
Is that a thing?
No. You're so old and speechwriter-y.
Turn it into a reel-to-reel. Make it on
I'm going
to
have
8.
Steve Albini run this through his reel-to-reel machine. Let's talk about indie rock some more. Get the fuck off my stage, Jeff. You are so fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
JeffComedy.com. Coming up is our Meet Alow. Stick around, everybody. All right, everybody, thanks for sticking around. Sitting next to me is a very lovely lady who is about to leave this place for literally greener pastures. Ladies and gentlemen, Armita Lowe. Please put your hands together for Armita Lowe. Aww. Wait, how did you get everybody to be quiet? What the fuck?
I just have that presence, Brandon.
You have a presence. What's your accent? Where is that from?
My family's from Alabama.
Why are you laughing? Is it heavy?
Is it that heavy?
You know you're playing it up right now, right?
No, I know.
Do you miss Alabama?
Well, yeah, yes, I do.
Do you think I'd be huge in Alabama? Would I be Christ-like if I moved to Alabama?
I mean, they got some big crosses out there, so you'd have a lot to compete with, man.
Should I gain some weight? Is it a weight issue?
Well, see, the interesting thing about the South, people are either skinny, real, real skinny, or real, real fat.
So
it's a huge gap.
So I have to either lose about 50 or gain about 20, and I'll be fucking right perfect, right?
Yeah, we don't do the in-between.
So you're not a big fan of Seth Rogen-style bodies. What made you want to play music?
Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here, and this may shock you, but I like attention.
I'm a taken man, woman. Don't look at me like that. How the fuck did you get people to shut up? This is insane! I love all of you, by the way. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at myself. When do you move?
When?
Could you just come and sit here for the duration before you move every Thursday night?
Yeah, well,
I'll give you whiskey.
How about bourbon?
And yeah, what is bourbon? A
bourbon
type of whiskey. I only like white beer. I don't like beer. Come on, Armida. You're definitely from Alabama. That's
right.
A joke on her intellect, friends of Armida, who don't like me very much at all right now. Why are you moving? Seriously.
I'm moving.
Fakely. You could
it's
lie.
It's cold here.
It is cold here. What brought you here?
I mean, I've been living in the Annapolis area since I was about 8 years old. My parents
really?
Moved here for work, yeah.
How was that?
I mean, it's all right.
So that's a ringing endorsement for the Washington, D.C. area. What do you hope to do in L.A.?
I hope to put, well, for one thing, I hope to put about 3,000-mile cushion between me and the slime on Capitol Hill. That's one thing.
So you're not a fan of slime. But you're
going
to L.A.
The thing is, listen, I mean, there's this phenomenon, you know, where people are more comfortable with their own filth than with other people's filth. So
in
I
LA?
Feel more comfortable with the filth in L.A., I mean, the entertainment industry filth than with the Capitol Hill filth. You see what I'm saying? You go into somebody's house and it's dirty. You know, you notice that, but if your own house is dirty, you're used to it. So it's something like that, I guess.
You really didn't think that went through very much, did you?
No.
Oh. You're going to play a ukulele. I said
ukulele.
You're going to play a Bob ukulele.
Yes.
You're going to play a ukulele later. Why
yes.
ukulele?
Well, the first one I bought cost about $30.
Yes.
So it was cheap, and it had four strings, which is less than six, so I figured it'd be easier to play than the
guitar. Why not play bass?
Guitar.
That's got four. Is there anyone that just does bass and vocals?
I don't know. Well,
you should tour with them. Or not. Based on the audience reaction, don't do that. Are you falling in love with me? Yes or no?
No.
Then the interview is over. We're going to end this interview like we end every interview, blah, blah, blah. I need you to pick a card. They mean nothing. Okay, give me that card. I will ask you the question now. What's America's most impressive landmark?
America's most impressive landmark.
Yes.
Huh.
Really? This long?
I mean,
seriously?
The first thing that comes into my head is
that's the right answer, by the way. Whatever that is the right answer. Just gotta say it.
The Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon. No, the answer's my dick. Here's the card. I need you to pick a number between 1 and 260 from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD.
PhD?
Yeah. Pretty hot dick. Ah! I'm a Beatlemaniac. All right, 1 to 260. Did that throw you?
No.
Why didn't? Do you have a soul?
Wait, hold on.
Answers:
no,
they don't exist. 1 to 260.
Wait, ask me again.
That's a heart.
No.
I tell the jokes. 1 to 260. You're doing great, by the way. Are you having
167.
Why 167?
Well, 67 seems like one of those prime numbers. Is that a prime number? I don't know.
Yes.
It seems prime.
It is prime!
I like prime,
prime
numbers.
Do you
but
know
I don't
who
know if 167 is prime. Yes, Brandon.
Math lessons, everybody. Home listener, is 167 prime? If a rich kid wanted to buy your parents, how much would you ask for them, assuming you were willing to sell?
Hey, isn't this a question
Wait!
To ask Aaron Thompson?
No, I ripped it out of the fucking book. Would you trade parents with any of your friends?
I would not accept any amount of money, and no, I would not trade.
Why?
I love my parents.
You know, the answer is no. I play music because I'm a tortured artist. My parents are very dark people.
I've inherited
a dark
soul. No, no, I'm not an artist.
You're not an artist.
No, I'm a hustler.
You're a hustler. Are you a hustler, baby?
Huge difference.
I just want you to know that's for you to keep.
Thanks.
Are you falling in love with me yet?
Wait, ask me again.
The interview is over, everyone. Armita's going to set up and then play music.
Can I stare? Can I stare?
When you play the music, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm going to queue up. I fucking took Kanye off my fucking iPod today. I just want to listen to Kanye West and cancel the show. Not because of you, because Kanye is great. Do you like that voice I just made? It's pretty fancy. Do you like the movie Happy Feet? It stars animated penguins.
No, I've never seen it.
Well, I'm busy. Here's some Daniel Knox where Armita sets up. Thanks for sticking around. Don't leave yet. Seriously, clap for our meter right now. All right, we did it. Yay! Let's set you up. You're great. I'm serious.
All right. Could you guys hear me okay? Is this better? 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 Hell yeah. Someone uses profanities a little bit too much with the hells, with the big H's. Yeah, you, fuck you. Fuck you, die. Okay, everybody. I don't want you to die. I love the band Die Warsaw, who is an industrial band. Did you know industrial music? It exists. Armita's tuning right now, so this is the point in the evening where I thank all of you. Well, my girlfriend eats, what are you eating? An apple. She eats apples because she's healthy. Okay. Does everyone know about good nutrition? Do you want a nutritional lesson? Yes? Okay. Checker's motto. What's Checker's motto? Are you ready, by the way? No, it's not gotta eat. What's... Are you ready? Checker... Well, now I'm doing another bit, so fucking wait. Oh, but I hate all you fuckers that just came for her. I don't. I do. You always come for Armita. Come on, tits. What's up? Joke. Ready to do this? Not fuck. Play music. Jesus Christ. Don't look at my guts. These are my guts. For one lady. One special lady. Why are you still looking at me, girlfriend? Really? Just because I have a microphone and I'm demanding attention, you're looking at me? Thanks. Ready to do this? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, her last appearance before she leaves... For the awful cesspool that is Los Angeles, please put your hands together for Armita Lowe.
Good evening.
Yeah!
But my sister's got a heart made of ice, 'cause she stole away my man, and I don't give a damn when I hear her crying. I'm gonna try to keep it together through this one. I haven't played this in a while.
Let me unravel the knot in your brain.
Is it okay if I play a couple more?
Yeah.
I used to play some really dirty songs, but I haven't played those in a while because I thought it was tacky. Now we've got the Hemorrhoid Blues. And, goddamn the land. I swear I haven't played this in a long time. This is sing-along, so there are a lot of people here who already know the first verse, which we're going to repeat at the end. Who will buy me liquor when you're gone? Who will whet my whistle until dawn? Will I do when I can't have you? Who will buy me liquor when you're gone? Who will laugh politely at my jokes? Who will stick a card between my spokes? Who will slap my ass when them holy rollers pass? Who will laugh politely at my jokes? Who will watch me blubber when you leave? Who will wipe my mucus with her sleeve? The when you say goodbye won't be reason left to cry. Who will watch me blubber when you leave? Together now. Who will buy me liquor when you're gone? Who will wet my whistle until dawn? What will I do when I can't have you? Who will buy me liquor when you're gone? Thank you. That's all, folks. Oh my God.
You not have one
more. I don't know what else song then. Oh, yeah. I got some more.
You don't love you the way you want a man to do. He leaves you wanting more than he can.
That was awesome! Yay! Armita, what was the second song? Because you had two lines that I really liked. The line about the wedding ring? And the rock asleep at night was like the second verse. Flesh of my... That's the keeper. That's the... Keep playing that one. That was fucking fantastic. That was my favorite of the set. Everyone's got a favorite. I'm just ballsy to say it. Armia, that was fantastic. Where can people find you online? Tell me and I'll tell the microphone.
MySpace.
MySpace. It's a place for friends, everybody. MySpace.com/... Do forward slash and just see what happens. Armia, what the... Someone found sound effects. It's going to be a fun night. Jurassic Park. She's going to L.A., everybody. This is the fucking reason she's going to L.A. I've never seen Jurassic Park, and I know all about it. Speaking of Jurassic Park, Jeff Goldblum had did fantastic stand-up comedy before. That's a callback if you listen to the fucking show. Yeah, Jeff was fucking great. John Oliver, huh? Yeah, good luck with success. Yeah. Remember us, dick. It was great. I really loved it. Carolyn, you set the mood off. I like you, Carolyn. Your co-host, not a fan. Oh, Carolyn. Curl Studio, or curls-studio.com. Check her out. Thank you. You all were great. Aren't all the guests were much better than me as a person in life. I want to thank everyone at the Looking Glass. I fucking love this place. It's one of the few places where I don't feel like a piece of shit after binge drinking for hours. I want to not thank the two gentlemen sitting in the front row who are fucking thin and 22. I hope you get fat and turn 40 and remember this. Yeah, exactly. You'll be beautiful. Fuck you and your positivity. I am just super envious of you two and your love and your swinging lifestyle. S-W-I-N-G-I-N apostrophe. No G's for you. Because you're swinging. Are you going to listen to the podcast? No, we don't like technology. Fuck you, kids. I don't like podcasts. I only had Zune players from 4 years ago. I have the old school Napster app that no longer works. I like Atari, even though I was born the year it ceased to exist. I attack because I love. Love to attack! Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful night. That's the end of the podcast. Don't clap. It's weird. No! She's going away! Let's make this a fucking party. Everybody buy her a shot. Not me. And buy Carolyn Nachos and Shirley Temples. And Jeff's a responsible man. Buy him Heineken. And buy my girlfriend love, because I can't provide it.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.